With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Central Command is establishing a blockade of all Iranian ports today in coastal areas, quote, enforced impartially against vessels of all nations. It will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. Early reports indicating that traffic in the Strait had ground to a halt since the blockade was announced. Meanwhile, President Trump is stressing, what he did last night as he returned to Washington, that the U.S. has plenty of oil to sell.
But there are many boats heading toward our country to fill up with oil and then go and take it. So they're not going to go through the Hormuz Strait. And ultimately, that'll be corrected. But in the meantime, they're using us. We have more oil because of drill, baby, drill. We have more oil than Russia and Saudi Arabia put together.
Meanwhile, Pope Leo responding to President Trump's criticism over the U.S. war in Iran, suggesting over the weekend that what he called a delusion of omnipotence is fueling the U.S. war. President Trump accused Leo of catering to leftists. He also called him weak on crime and foreign policy. An investigation underway now into sexual assault allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell by several women, including one who worked for him. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting a woman who worked for the congressman said he sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. She told the newspaper she did not go to the police because she was afraid she would not be believed. Swalwell took to his X account Friday to deny the allegations. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again. Look at the latest numbers from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Alan Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
And the British government has blocked rapper Kanye West from entering the UK as controversy over his anti-Semitic statements led to calls for planned headline performances at a major music festival to be canceled. He had been expected to perform in front of around 150,000 revelers in July at the Open Air Wireless Festival in London. This is SRN News. Golf's first major of the year now has its first repeat winner in 24 years.
Rory McIlroy has joined more elite company at the Masters. McIlroy took his place in Augusta National history as only the fourth back-to-back champion with his sixth major victory. McIlroy shot a 1-under-71 for a one-shot victory at 12 under par to join Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners. McIlroy sees control for good with a bold shot at Rae's Creek to 7 feet for birdie on the par 3 12th. World number one Scottie Scheffler finished one shot back after a closing 68, nearly rallying from a 12-stroke weekend deficit. I'm Geffen Coolball.
And questions about the war in Iran still have some question marks hanging over the markets, but reaction has been moderate today. The Dow is down right now, but just by about 90 points. The NASDAQ up by 100. More at srnnews.com.